My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Let's go!
Do you want that shot?
Alicia, I'll take a shot with you.
You should take it.
No, it's okay. I'd rather have one at dinner.
Yay!
Oh, what's happening at dinner?
What's the special occasion?
We're going to dinner with Bretman after this.
Very nice.
And you didn't invite the boys?
Well, we asked if you could come and he said no.
Are you serious?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's rude.
I'm sorry.
No, because now people are going to believe that.
No,
and by that, I mean me.
we should block him from the Patreon.
Absolutely
you don't mean
not.
That.
He's our most loyal fan.
Yeah, he was there since the start, since the jump.
So sweet. We're going to Korean barbecue where we went for my birthday.
Oh, really?
You guys took me out to dinner.
That spot
was so good.
Mm-hmm. That was.
I love that. Not only is it's called Muhan in Koreatown, everybody. And not only do they have amazing meat, but they have like a whole self-serve
that
station with
banging
every Korean food. Like imagine when we go to Korea one day, when you go to one of the night markets, they just have like vendors and vendors of like that specialize mm-hmm. in that certain dish.
Mm.
And at Muhan, they just have it all out to grab.
I love that. And it's like a little appetizer too while you wait for your food. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I love a buffet style anything.
Anything.
It feels so wrong when you go to a buffet and then like you get your table and you don't sit there. You literally just go straight to the buffet.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't go like there. I feel like there's this unspoken
manner
of you go and you sit your ass down for 2 seconds and you get back up and
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. You literally for a second you grab your seat and then you're up.
Yes.
Just
okay,
so you don't
yeah.
feel like a pig, you know,
yes.
like just so you look like you have like patience. Like
and someone
you
needs
sit down.
To watch the purses.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
And then there's always the one that waits by. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I'll hold it down.
I will say yeah. that's normally me only because I'm like I need my coffee. If it's in the morning, like a morning buffet, I'm always like I need to make sure I get my coffee order in, so like you guys can go ahead. But then
I love it.
When we were when we went to that one all-inclusive place and y'all were I was like okay any minute they'll be back so I can go and
yeah,
I see Zane walking by with like so much
but it's embarrassing though like if you have multiple plates at a buffet everybody's looking at it like it's literally unlimited do another run
but sometimes,
I think you might be projecting I think that you take it as people are judging when really I think people are like ooh Cal.
Respect.
Or not respect, like a, ooh, what do they have?
Yes, what,
yeah.
ooh, like,
ooh,
let me,
what
let
are
me,
my
like,
options?
Like,
yeah.
What are the options?
And also, you need to be quick and you need to get plates because there's usually really banger fire ones that as soon as it comes out, it gets
it's
all
gone.
Taken.
Yeah, people will sit there and wait, hovering.
Yeah, and there's always that one or two dishes that people are just sitting on the side waiting, so you have to, you know, just in
do
case.
Do you guys do seafood at buffets?
I do seafood anywhere.
Like you would get like the oysters and crab legs and stuff?
I don't eat oysters anymore. I've cut them from my diet after people were dying from brain eating amoeba.
Oh.
That's
from oysters?
Another day. We'll talk about that later on in the episode. Yes, but
interesting.
Crab legs, I'm all over for sure.
I love crab legs, but like cooked, you know.
Me and Zane don't like crab legs, but when we went on our cruise to Alaska, do you remember that?
Well, that was a special occasion.
That was crazy. Crazy.
I don't like cheesecake, but I had blueberry cheesecake.
And he loved
you
it.
Cheesecake?
Especially blueberry.
Wait.
Gross. But that's you crazy. Know what? I was like, fuck it. Bring out the cheesecake. Blueberry cheesecake. It's so gross. I would never, ever, ever touch
that's
that.
Very shocking to me. You don't like cheesecake.
Any sweet. Yeah, that's
you
crazy.
Give
I know, but I love cheesecake factory.
You realize it's sweet,
yeah, there's
right?
sugar. There's like a lot of sugar.
No, I know,
cheesecake.
But I think it's the cheese that
the
scares
texture?
Me.
Or
yeah.
the cream cheese or no?
No. I hate cream cheese.
You're ordering
like
a bagel,
cheese.
You're just getting butter. Or like
yeah,
cream.
No, I never cream cheese. Only butter or peanut butter or I'll do, what else do I like on top of it? I like
jam.
Yeah, something like anything else. But I like, you know, I like to put hummus on the top.
Of a bagel.
On a bagel. Yeah. Have you ever tried it?
No, it sounds good.
Oh, that'll fuck your stomach. You'll feel full.
Like everything bagel with like a spicy hummus does sound kind of
It's really good. And a little oil on top with carrots.
Okay, healthy fats.
Okay.
And healthy fats.
No, baby, no, and no. Protein? You know, I'm just, you know, doing my thing. Doing my thing in the kitchen, you know.
Mm. That sounds nice.
Chefing it up lately, you know what I'm saying?
So stupid.
Mr. Goodles.
I was going to say, what's the last thing you cooked?
Mr. Goodles.
And they did get recalled, by the way. Did you see?
No way. Yeah. That's what I was feeling.
There's two specific flavors that got recalled.
Oh, that's what I was feeling funny last night.
I did look it up, and it was the one that was dairy-free, wasn't dairy-free or something. So luckily, or something, allegedly. It was
that
something
was like
that.
When they mixed up the Celsius with the High Noons or something.
Was that real?
Recently. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, that's crazy. So you're drinking Celsius, but it's really High Noon. That's fucking
okay,
wild.
But like imagine like if that was your brand, I'd be so pissed because like obviously it was the manufacturer.
Oh, and I'm sure, yeah, dude, that's bad.
Or like, you, God forbid, you pick up a case of Celsius and it's a High Noon.
You're
like,
a child gets it.
Yeah, think of like people that like in their religion, like Muslims, like you're not allowed to drink alcohol, so it's like crazy if someone drinking that and that's the first. I mean, I'm sure lawsuits be coming out of everywhere. Anybody that is Muslim
is or caffeine can't. And coffee okay in Muslim culture?
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, the big no-nos are alcohol and pork and unblessed meat. So you can't just go somewhere and eat the chicken. You have to like, it has to be blessed, like cut right.
There's a special way. It's gruesome, but like drained, right?
Yes, you have to like, they drain all the blood, but they also, it's
and
like
then a, they bless it. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
How do they know?
You don't. They see it as like, you won't be punished for it, but the person giving it out.
Will.
I mean, that's a deep level of hell right there.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know,
a lie.
Mm-hmm,
and we don't lie.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I was just the other day. I saw Alex Earl was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
yeah, your dream.
I think I want to be on the show. I think it's time. I keep seeing fellow influencer friends on there,
and also the Crocodile Hunter son.
Robert Irwin.
Yep. Well, Bindi was on.
Oh,
and I believe
right.
She won, and she was like amazing back in the day.
But yeah, I want to go on next season. Just want to put it out there.
Tell it to the camera.
Put it out there
with confidence.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars. I'm ready. I'm ready to dance my ass. I'm willing to leave this podcast for you guys. So just take me on, and I'll probably get voted out the first episode, but I just want the experience.
I actually don't
think
so, and I think you would really crush like a samba.
Yeah. Like a little shaking them hips.
Oh, because I'm really good at the
or
hips.
Or a cha-cha. Yeah.
We're still waiting on the last thing with you and this fish filet brand deal that you called out.
I know, but that's tough. I think this one's a little, you know, this one's easier. To get right guys, right? DTWS, we got this.
Maybe season 49.
What
season 49?
They're in season 49.
No, maybe like when they get to there, maybe they'll be like, oh, all right, we're
how many seasons them. How many seasons
actually? I think they're like in the 30s right now, or the like 20s or so.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
I think you got it.
We would be their front row.
Do you win money in the end?
Yeah.
What's the prize?
Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, the mirror ball, and I think it's like $100,000 or something.
I'm going to donate it. That's why they should take me. You know what? I'm going to donate it back to you guys if I win. So
to us or Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars. Just, you know what? You don't even have to pay me.
Just, you know what? I'll pay you.
I'll give you the mirror ball back.
Intro?
Let's do it. Hit it.
How's it?
After hearing the group debate the best way to cook seafood, you might be thinking about what goes into your body and how it makes you feel. Timeline's MitoPure gummies are powered by a clinically proven form of urolithin A, designed to support strength and healthy aging from the inside out. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, which is backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free from major allergens and artificial ingredients. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
So yes, you're not supposed to eat oysters during the months that don't end in ER.
I'm not eating anything that there's a specific time and way to remember when to not eat it.
And that's what I'm saying, because the water gets warmer in the months that don't have an ER at the end. And then that's when the brain-eating amoeba can fester and grow, and people are dropping dead from eating oysters lately.
Wow.
There were two more people that passed last month.
I just, they've never been good to me.
I'm okay.
You know?
It's like that one puffer fish. It's got to be sliced perfectly or else you die. Mm-hmm. No.
I think it's a Florida thing, but the lionfish too. Have you guys seen those people that kill all the lionfish?
Because they're invasive, yeah.
Yeah. Also poisonous.
I will say,
but you won't die.
I went to a different part of TikTok because I came across people who eat all of the crazy, like, like poisonous stuff. Oh my God, I feel like I'm eating. I'm not, but I feel like I'm in the room. Like, I'm next to them. And it's just like, wow, I never even pictured me in this place. There's even a girl who, like, travels just
with the glasses?
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Even when we were in Japan, she was, like, finding places. And people were like, oh, you're so brave. Like, a lot of people won't even, like, eat this. And it's like, yeah, like, you could die.
There is this girl. I think it was different than the Meta Glasses girl or the video one. But I know what you're talking about. But there is, I think it was a guy, maybe it was a girl, who went into that crazy restaurant in Japan, and they're known for serving like the most exotic, a lot of times like poisonous foods. And it's a crazy TikTok where she goes in and the restaurant is like, it's a very small restaurant, and they serve like, I need to find it because I need to specify for you guys, because it was a roller coaster.
Is it those dishes where you, they have to cook it perfectly or it could kill you?
It's called Rice and Circus in Shinjuku. And let me send this to Cal.
They got me a circus.
You guys? No.
You go as like a tourist and you're like, oh my God, the circus.
Let me read you this menu. On here, they serve everything from boar, raccoon, sheep, sea lion, snake, deer, peacock, bear, badger, camel, raccoon dog, monkey, whole snake roasted, fried scorpion. Oh my God, this is what they're famous for. The crow. A whole crow is the appetizer that they serve you.
The appetizer. Oh,
isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Oh!
We need a disclaimer.
He's so vulnerable in that position. It's crazy. And apparently it's all very delicious, but it's just
and it's
really
not edible. It's just exotic.
It's very exotic. Kangaroo, ostrich, whale. Like, I just think that's so crazy.
Y'all
that
just reason available. Over the fact that dog was thrown in there.
Yeah.
Bro,
Raccoon dog. Not dog.
I thought you said raccoon dog.
Oh, sorry.
I've literally been in silence staring away for the last, like, 5 minutes, just like.
Listen, mama. It is all edible, and I'm sure a lot of it is delicious, and it's just very exotic, and
don't cut it up. Why are we deep frying that shit when it looks like it's still alive? They're just fucking tossing it. In the fryer. That's
maybe we should just let people look this one up if they want to look.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, right? That's no.
Like, here's the thing. I will not be trying, but we will all respect that it is, you know, adventurous and cool and exotic. And 1,000%. I think it's fun that people are making this content.
That's, I mean, and obviously that they know.
Zane.
It is.
I will say also, in the video where I watched, the person that went in and was like talking to the workers that work there, even the workers are like, whoa, you're crazy for trying this. Yes, like, they're even
they were
like, whoa.
Like, even really? I haven't tried that one.
Yeah, they're like, very like, whoa.
But also, they're aware people it's come because shtick. It's the shtick. Yeah.
Yes.
My theory is
the crow is so crazy.
That's
it's a free appetizer.
I'm telling you right now, if I was eating that shit with my family, everybody, ew. What do you mean? That's a baby bird fucking still, literally still, like, looked like it was crying for its mother before it was fucking thrown in the pot. That's crazy. They obviously, there's a reason why they're keeping it full like that, okay, so we could be shocked by it.
She rated the raw ostrich a 6. And she said that the raw emu was a 7.
But do you know what I mean? Heath, imagine you go to a restaurant here, right? You decide, we're going to take you at a restaurant. Someone that's not from here. We can take him to the restaurant. They bring out the cow still in its fucking legs. Like this, rolling out the cow. As like, all right.
Everybody would be like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Ew. It'd be fucking insane. That's exactly what this is. It's no different than that. It's crazy.
But there's some exotic meats that I get that they're trying, you know, like bear. It's weird, but you know what? Kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like ostrich. It's a big bird, big chicken. I get it.
Giant chicken.
Imagine, I get it. Imagine the chicken leg. The big chicken leg.
You know how like when you go to the... like the store and you like buy the rotisserie and it's like spinning.
The ostrich.
Instead of like the Costco with having like 30 chickens, there's just one ostrich. Have you seen like it's even an ostrich egg? People will ostrich egg is like an omelet, but it's like, it takes place of like 24 eggs.
I'm so sorry. Anyone vegan listening right now or watching?
Oh my God.
That was my bad. I really brought that.
And circus in Shinjuku. Check it out, guys.
That was crazy.
And there's a reason why they called it circus, too. It's like, it is a circus.
It's a show.
It's a freak show.
Yeah. And they know that. And where was the rice? That is the question.
Yeah. Yeah. Rice.
We
need something with it. Like rice and sauce.
Stuff the crow with like rice.
Yeah.
With that all being said, only eat oysters in October, November, December, guys.
I felt like Dixie when she got the snail from the chef.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that girl was canceled for years.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh my God.
Has anybody eaten snails?
I actually have. That's,
like, escargot is so fucking nasty.
I've seen people eat it and I've watched them like pick it out and you do like the whole little thing with I couldn't do it.
Dan Tana's, they serve escargot. Yes. When that came out, I about had a fucking seizure. Shit, fucking, so it's the smell.
Putrid.
Another weird one is like the Florida conch.
What?
Oh, like, the conch shell?
Like the conch shells?
Yeah.
Oh, what comes out of
there's
that thing?
There's like conch fritters everywhere in South Florida.
Ooh, what's the texture? Like calamari? Like
wait,
chewy?
Is that the one that looks phallic?
Like aquamarine?
No.
Like the conch shell?
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
You're thinking of the cucumber.
Yeah,
a duck?
You're thinking of that peaking one thing.
The duck. Isn't it called something duck?
Wait, duck what do you mean the one thing?
No, it's like a shell.
It's a little shell, but it like pops out.
You're thinking of gooey duck.
Gooey duck.
Yes, yes.
Have you seen that?
You guys were like whispering, like, why is it a...
Look it up. What
is it? Gooey duck.
Yeah, what's wrong with the gooey duck?
It looked different.
You get why it goes viral.
Oh, let me see.
It's a great way to word it.
Oh, wow.
But they don't got to go and slap it and get it ready.
Wow, that's insanely close.
Close?
It's just insanely close, like to...
Very realistic. Oh!
Wait, that's what? What was that?
You can eat it.
It's from the ocean.
Do the down?
Oh, come on.
People are being weird by playing with it. That's so weird.
Well, I mean, Remy, how could you not play with it? Like, it's literally
an animal. Don't play with it.
It's literally a flaccid penis.
No.
It's nothing more than that. Nothing more, nothing less.
It's already going to die. Stop. See, like, why are you doing that? That's mean. Like, this reminds me, do you guys remember the girl with the glass air fryer?
Sorry.
Is he throwing up?
Oh yeah, because. Oh my.
Why is he throwing up?
It's the flaccid. It's the flaccid.
Wait, really?
He's literally puking right now.
Because she bit out of it.
You know what's funny? Now I'm remembering when we first started this podcast, you guys were like, yeah, Heath has like a little bit of a squeamish stomach sometimes. Like I feel like this is the first real time where I'm like, wait, what?
Wait, so I forgot that. Also, like, I'm not that gagged because like they sell these at the Korean market. Yeah.
Well,
like,
we know what to bring like Heath for his video.
Wait, are you okay?
She did like attack it.
If we ever do like a Fear Factor style video, we just know what to get here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It reminds me of, do we remember the glass air fryer lady?
No, sorry.
No, I don't know. A glass air fryer.
A lady got canceled because she, are you okay?
Yeah.
I know, we really.
You know the glass air fryers, like so you could see through them?
Yeah, I have one.
She was cooking crabs. And so she was like putting seasoning on them and then cooked them in the air fryer alive.
So dumb.
And you're like watching these crabs like burn to death.
Wait, hold on. Isn't that what they do?
So when you catch seafood and things, you're supposed to kill them, like humanely kill them. Like for a lobster, you're supposed to cut it right down between the eyes because that'll like kill it immediately.
Like some people throw like crabs that are alive in boiling water.
So I've seen a lot of videos like
that's
that.
Horrible.
That's the only way I've ever heard to cook crabs.
That's how I thought you cook crabs.
You're supposed to kill them first, so that's like a slice. Or sometimes people put them in the freezer too to like put them to sleep first so that they're not like alive and like in the water.
To me, that's also torture.
I actually saw someone online saying that's also very torturous because they're like just slowly freezing now versus like boiling, which I also see. I think the knife cut is the best. Just like.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Isn't that sad?
That is sad. Maybe we should do this to her.
That's what people were saying.
Oh, really? Oh, God. That's
well, they're
terrible.
Just like, imagine being this crab.
All that to say, I think now we'll include photos and videos for people who want to see it.
Yes.
Yes.
that last 15 minutes was
a lot. I think you all deserve to see what Heath saw. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only fair.
I think it's going to get blocked.
That's what
I think just a screenshot is fine.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Origins.
Origins, leader in plant-powered high-performance skincare, is expanding its Youthtopia collection with a new apple butter cleansing balm. Yum! This luxurious multi-phase formula starts as a buttery balm, melts into a silky oil, and transforms into a rinsable milk, gently lifting away makeup, dirt, and impurities without stripping your skin. It's infused with upcycled, cold-pressed apple seed oil and formulated with over 40% plant-derived oils and 20% plant-derived glycerin to keep skin soft, nourished, and glowing. Plus, it smells like a juicy apple orchid. It's so good. I love it.
I absolutely love the way it feels going on, rubbing in and washing away. I feel absolutely rejuvenated. Makes my skin feel fresh, clean, and smell so good.
Yes, I've been doing a little skincare at night, Heath. I don't know if you know that or not.
I could see.
But it feels like bringing a little piece of nature into my routine. The juicy apple scent and the buttery texture just makes it so calming. It helps me fall asleep nice. And it's just like, I love just smelling it when I'm like falling asleep too. I love it.
Yes, it's very, very, very soothing. So if you're out there listening and you want to discover the butter way to cleanse with Origins Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm, it is available now at origins.com and Ulta.
Again, it is available now at origins.com and Ulta. Thank you so much, Origins, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
With all that being said,
I'm sorry. I feel like I really brought that.
Yeah, you love you bringing the
I'm just curious why you're on Gooey Duck TikTok. I've never seen that on
TikTok.
How
have you never? Oh, well, once you watch one.
This is Alicia watching Gooey Duck TikTok.
I'm not the biting of the lamp. Okay, I have some crazy news for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Crazier than what we just saw?
No, everyone lower your expectations. It has a beautiful ending.
One of five.
I would say
no spoilers,
solid like 3.5.
Okay, I love
maybe
that.
Even
shock
more,
factor, 3.
Maybe even more, maybe more. So I woke up the other morning and so much had happened since I had woken up. But let me just tell you. So one of my friends, her name is Carla. She owns an amazing small business in Whittier called Pick a Party. And she sells the boo-boos and angels. She's where I've got the wakukus for you. Like, she's amazing.
She's the plug.
She's my plug.
That's where you
Remy,
go.
Yes. I thought you'd been going through these like dark websites to get all this shit.
No, Pick a Party. She's so sweet. And she's just like, she's the nicest person in the world. And so I woke up and she had texted Ollie and I what had happened. But by the time that I woke up, so much had like literally like there was already closure essentially on the whole scenario. But basically she was visiting her grandma in Mexico and she flew back and landed at like 5 a.m. in the morning. She goes back home. She lives very close to her store. And as she's landing, she looks at her cameras at her store. She's like, wait, what the hell? She looks and her store had gotten broken into.
No.
I know. And so she's like freaking out, obviously. And this is all happening like at 5 a.m. And so she's freaking out. And is like really upset, obviously, really sad. She like is finding the camera footage and is like asking people like, do you know these people? Do you know these people? And then I'm trying to think of how
Did she see this footage on her way back? Like,
she's like in the car on the way home from the airport and is like watching these guys literally like run out of her store. They parked right in front of her store and are like carrying out like boxes and boxes.
Did they break the glass door?
Yeah, they broke in and see, this is what she's seeing. Just like these people running out with just boxes and boxes of Labubus, which obviously Labubus are so expensive. And they're just stuffing a car.
That is
full.
A very specific outfit he's wearing. Go back. The clouds. Blue and the white. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a crazy outfit.
So they're just like completely robbing her. She's really sad, obviously. She's like, she can't sleep. She's just really sad. She has to start her day and, you know, figure everything out. And then all of a sudden, she's like scrolling through TikTok and Instagram and gets like a news website notification on Instagram. And specifically, I think it made the news because it was Labubu's, but it ended up being that it was a stolen car and they crashed in downtown LA.
No. Wow.
And so the news covered this because the photo literally like from like the investigator coming, it's just the Labubu's like,
it's like a mess
in the
car, in the back.
All over the back of the car. And so she's like, wait a second. I think that's
those
the car.
Those are my Labubu's.
Those are my Labubu's. And so she's calling and she's like trying to figure out which police department like has the jurisdiction over that area.
Yeah.
She ended up getting like a majority of everything back.
Good.
Some of the stuff went missing though, but it was like in the photo. So she's like.
She thinks the cops took some of the Labubu's for their
like,
kids.
Oh, yeah, no, she's like either the cops stole it or like someone else on the scene stole, I don't know, someone stole it, but she got a majority of it back. It's
so were they
so
like
crazy.
Riding out in the car opening Labubu's?
No, I think they were going to take them and resell them.
Oh, so they were still in boxes.
They were all in boxes
oh, okay,
in like
okay.
mint condition. And so
yeah,
and
there's a clip with the of the news and it's like.
Oh, I have to see the
and
clip.
And then you see the car and open, there's a massive Labubu.
It's crazy.
Or Zamumu, or what is it?
Zimomo.
Damn, that must feel so good as an owner. Like your shit gets, you get robbed and you're just like, fuck, like what a terrible fucking day. And then later on, you just see the car. Found.
It's just so. It's
thank you. She should have
stolen car packed with Labubu figures crashes in downtown LA, but she only found
wow.
out from
look
the
at that.
News
also,
from KTLA her, covering it. She's like, crazy. That's my Makoko.
That's crazy.
She makes a post. Thank you to all my fans who went and searched for these Labubus and stopped them.
Again, if this was a Toy Story movie, they really went through some shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Labubus. Made the car crash.
Yeah.
Alicia Marie, you're so right.
You are so right.
You are so right.
Bring us back! Right. And like, they're never like, going to believe them.
I hope that who they crashed into is okay, obviously. Same. I hope they're okay also, too.
I'm just kidding.
But, sorry. I mean, like, I hope they learned their lesson. We don't steal. We don't do that. But I'm just happy for Carla. And I like, it does feel very karmic for her that, like, she is such a good person and she mm-hmm. got all her stuff back and, well, most of it. And insurance is helping.
And she got a little press from it.
I can't believe that she was scrolling on Instagram and sees KTLA and she's like, those are my Labubu.
Yeah, it's like a lot. It's like getting the lottery. That's like, that's so fucking.
And within a few hours. What's so crazy
yeah.
too.
Something similar happened to a family member where they were moving and the U-Haul truck got stolen,
uh-huh.
but then it got in an accident. Whoever stole it was driving got in an accident, so they were able to get it all back. And I was like, that's crazy.
Thank God. That's crazy.
Like, why are we driving irresponsibly after a robbery? You should be driving very careful.
Try to go
yeah,
under
nothing
the radar.
To see here.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
That's crazy.
And a stolen car. That's what's crazy, too. Like, mm-hmm. that, the Labubu's are just yeah. the cherry on top for a
yeah.
stolen car.
Huh.
And they weren't being chased by the police. They crashed and then they found them.
Yeah. One thing that's crazy is when the first thing that Ollie and I said when we woke up and saw was like, you should check your cameras because I'm sure in the store.
Yeah, they had to know.
And she live streams like all the time. And she said that her community helped point out like, yes, in the live stream at this time they walk in. So you like,
that's so
for
wild.
The day they had been coming in and like looking around and getting in.
And she probably posted she was gone, I'm assuming maybe.
I don't think so. Oh. But I think, I mean, they went in when it was closed.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. So, cause she has like workers and
one
stuff.
Time my parents at their like old house before I was born, they got broken into and it wasn't like an inside job, but they had mentioned to their neighbor that they were going to be out of town. So just to watch the stuff, the neighbor casually mentioned it to another neighbor. And then that's how they knew that they were gone. So then they broke in and like stole
damn.
My mom's like,
wow.
Like her bass, her guitar, like,
oh my
like
God.
All the like musical instruments. But like, and the neighbor felt so bad because the real one who like, they
yeah.
trust, you
yeah.
know?
How'd they find out who did it?
I don't know. Somehow they were able to. But I was just like, damn, like even telling people in like good faith.
You
like,
never you would never think know. It's a friend of a friend too.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh yeah, they're out of town right now.
Did we ever tell you guys on the show about my car that was trying to, they were trying to steal my car, but they couldn't because Todd was parked behind me? I said that on here,
The zapper.
The zapper, yes. You stole the zapper? Okay, for weeks after that, we really, really thought it was a friend of a friend because it was like, I think it was like a week or two before that, we had like a few people over.
Yeah.
Like they were filming and we were like, in our head, we're like, this has to be maybe somebody that saw that car and saw that there were, that it was like maybe like easily accessible, not easily accessible, but just like, there's no way that they would have known that I had that
like,
car.
Like to steal it from a random like house versus when you kind of have an insight or something. Yeah,
because I always parked in the garage.
Yeah.
And then like trying to go in to get the keys to drive it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to totally change the subject. It's so weird seeing you sit normal.
I know. Yeah. I decided to put the pillow behind me.
I look different.
Me.
I'm not kidding.
No,
I
noticed like four times. I was like, what's different? I was like, oh, you're sitting normal.
Yeah, because I was like, in the shot, I was like really low. So I was like, let me just try to sit up.
No, it's good. It's just funny.
I think there's like a really high statistic for, well, I know if you like a lot of crimes or murders or something really bad, it's like 90% of the time someone you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a lot of crime is people that you know.
It's usually the boyfriend or
so
the
scary.
Husband. Like it's like, that's such a high percentage. It's usually the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Scary. Yeah. That's even like when you.
My house got robbed and we think it was this kid that I know.
Wait, really?
Yeah, when I was in high school.
Oh, I thought you meant the new one. I was like,
No.
That's the thing. It
was. We're pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Allegedly,
it was never like.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Because he came home with me the day before and I didn't have my house key. And I showed him the window to go through. It was in the front of the house.
Oh, no.
No way.
And then the next day, that window was open and everything was gone.
Oh, no.
They couldn't wait like there. A week or something.
That's where I'd be like, that's my bad.
Yeah, did you tell your parents?
My parents. They were the one that called it out.
Oh. Because you're probably like, it's that my friend would never do that.
Yeah.
Called out the friend?
They were the one that thought it was him at first.
Oh.
Like before it even crossed. Because I never would have.
Sketchy kid.
Yeah. A mom's intuition, you just never argue.
Yeah, his mom is really good at that.
And then he crashed my brother's car.
Oh,
and
double whammy.
And then did the cash for clunkers and then sold it and kept the money.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't think I heard that one.
You know for sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Kachava.
As you guys know, Heath and I are always on the go, especially with his short trips here. We want to make sure we got all the protein that we need for the day. So Kachava comes in clutch.
That's right. And it's so nice to be able to get all of the protein and nutrients and be able to have a meal replacement like this on the go instead of having to take the time to make something or go order or pick something up. It's everything you need right in one little drink.
Exactly. And we get to drink it while we record the podcast. We like to bring this stuff with us when we're at the studio so we can make it ourselves here. It's amazing. We love the flavors and they have so many different flavors too.
Oh, and it's so great because I like to add a little bit of frozen fruit, a little bit of peanut butter, you know, kind of put my own little personal swing on it. It tastes good as it is, but, you know, I like to, play with my food.
Yes, and it's super healthy. They got 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients, 25 grams of plant-based protein, antioxidants, adaptogens, plus they got 6 grams of fiber.
And you're going to be able to indulge in 6 different flavors like their chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, coconut acai, and their newest flavor, strawberry, which is absolutely delicious.
And what's amazing about this product is it's got no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives.
That's right. You're just going to get nutrients to support your strength, energy, digestion, metabolism, cognition, and immunity. And it mixes into a smooth, creamy shake, whether you use a shaker bottle or a blender.
Exactly. It's a comprehensive all-in-one meal. Think protein shake, meal replacement, greens and veggies, essential vitamins and minerals, and so much more. You've never tasted strawberry like this, baby. Go to kachava.com and use code BASIC for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code BASIC for 15% off.
Thank you so much, Kachava, for fueling us on our episode days and when we're out on the go. We love you. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
So I have a similar story. I have an influencer friend in that lives in Florida, and he told me that he has like his Lamborghini in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And this fan just shows up one day and knocks on the door. He answers and he goes, "Hey, I just wanted to come and apologize for basically I couldn't live with myself that one time I stole your car at a Lamborghini out of the parking lot." Like, I think this was like years ago.
Parking lot or driveway?
Driveway, sorry, driveway. He stole his Lamborghini out of the driveway for like a whole night and brought it back.
What?
And my friend never knew about it. Never knew about it until years later. He came back and apologized.
Whoa.
How?
But it's so, the thing is, it's so believable because like, remember Todd's car?
Yeah.
Todd's Range Rover also, took it for a joyride. They drove to the bank and drove back home and nobody knew who it was. Isn't that crazy?
Wait.
His key that was in Todd's bedroom.
They can, wait. There's these signal things that you can go out front of somebody's house and pings it to their car keys inside and it'll allow you to unlock it and start a car.
Oh, wait, I thought that was only some cars.
Anything with like these newer fobs, it's just a signal.
Oh,
you're picking up the signal from it and it's duplicating it to where you are.
So the Todd's car most likely was
Todd, it's this device. I forget
and
what they're called.
Someone still stole Big Red.
And I
Big Red was the key. 100% the key.
Physical key?
That was like a normal key.
And where was the key?
on the tire.
Nope.
In the ignition.
Nope.
Under the doormat.
It wasn't my fault. I'll tell you that much.
It was on the
chair.
It was in my console.
Oh, that's right. It was in your car.
And Zane left his car unlocked.
Oh, Zane.
And they saw my key.
I know
in
you
his
told
car.
Me this. I did not realize. Were they parked next to each other?
I was parked in front of him.
Oh,
if
no.
I was parked behind him, he
Patreon idea. We try to steal people's cars and we get one of these signal readers.
Honestly.
That's crazy.
So, because we are all more freaked out the fact that somebody got into the house somehow.
Yeah, that was
found weird. Todd's keys that were hidden.
No, they were doing it from outside.
They did it from outside then.
That makes me feel a little better.
But, so the fact that they took this car for a joyride, they went to the bank and then left again. That means, what were they doing at the bank?
Robbing it.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Because they drove right back to the house.
Maybe he had cash in the front seat. Or in the glove box.
Or maybe they were like, woo, and then it hit them. Oh my God.
Yeah, what am I doing?
I just stole a Lamborghini.
Maybe they
this one was the Range Rover.
Maybe they were sleepwalking. You know, like people do that. Like maybe they were like not fully there and then they wake up, they're like, what am I doing? And they return the car.
It was Todd.
Here's the thing.
Like, Todd has like this condition or like some sort of paralysis where he'll be sleeping and he'll walk and then freak himself out and wake up like while standing up.
Like sleepwalking, actually, like people will, they can fully like do routines and things in it.
That one person who kept gaining weight and they're like, I'm the strictest eater.
Oh.
They were waking up in the middle of the night and just eating sticks of butter.
I would be pissed.
They had no idea.
I'd be pissed.
And you know what's even crazy too? Like they could go as far as like probably locking the fridge, but somehow even in a sleepwalker, I think could still figure out how key. Where they put the key. Yeah,
oh, yeah. You're like,
someone else would have to hide the key.
There's cases where somebody like a kid sleepwalking would kill his mom or kill like a friend or kill like somebody in the house, and he wakes up and.
Oh, that's intense.
It's insane. I think there's a documentary about the kid that killed sleepwalking, and he was fighting that like he was sleepwalking, but it's a tough thing to
to
fight.
You can't prove that you're sleepwalking.
Well, I feel like there has to be a way they can do tests where like they sleep afterwards there in a week confirm. Just to confirm if you have a condition. Like that's so unfair to like.
Maybe, you know. Yeah. But
also
so crazy.
Kill someone is also really crazy.
True. That part too.
When that person came to your friend's door, was your friend mad? Like, what do you do in that situation?
Why'd they
like,
even they answer were the honest. Door?
This person, he actually wasn't pissed. He was just like, okay. That's at first he's like, do I even believe this?
Maybe they're
not?
Lying.
But he was like, no, I believe this was real. Like
that's crazy.
That would be a crazy prank that if someone made that kid prank to say you did something like crazy, but it's like they had no idea.
But it was no prank. It wasn't like
he believed
the person didn't mention it
was
a prank.
How do you not notice your nice car's missing?
It was
out of town?
It wasn't a joyride stealing the car. Felt bad, brought it back.
Well,
or felt like they were gonna get caught. Like wasn't gonna bring it back. Like was scared.
Yeah, I mean, I would, yeah, I would be scared. In my head, a Lamborghini 100% has a fucking GPS tracking system. I'm not gonna be able to
but
find
also,
it.
But also, like, why would they go back and admit that? Like, what, your friend could also, if they were, like, mad enough, find the tapes and be like, okay, like, I'm gonna call the cops right now.
Finding the tapes, that's a huge risk. Huge risk for that kid, but...
Damn. That's where I'm like, maybe it was a prank just to like talk to them or something. No idea.
I don't know.
But speaking of guilt, so my mom was in a horrible car accident when she was like 19 or 20 and she gets T-boned. She was like going through a green light and this car out of nowhere, just like a truck, like T-bones her, scoots her across the intersection. She hits the light post, totals the car, obviously. Aww. Like broke the axle. She's like, so she's fine. Weirdly enough, of course. I say of course, because it's just like fucking weird. Like, yeah, it's, you know. Police come and the guy was like with a girlfriend. And he's like, I'm an idiot when that first happened. And my mom's like, I had the green light. They tell the police that, whatever. And they're like, okay, whatever. Then a few weeks later, the guy ends up changing his story and is like, actually I had the green light. She had the red light. So she ran through it and it's her fault. So then my mom's like, oh my God, it's about, my word.
After how many weeks
after
later?
After like a week or two, like, or just quickly after, he quickly changed his story. Yeah. Sorry, I said a week, it could be different. So then she's like, oh my God, it's my word against his word. And this was like years ago, obviously.
And he
obviously
had another person to
He had another person in the car. So then it's this huge ongoing like battle and everything. And she has no car. Her friends are like bringing her to work. She has no money, like cannot afford anything.
Yeah.
So she's just like, I don't know what to do. And then months and months later of this being dragged out, she randomly gets a call and it's the girlfriend of the guy and is like, I'm so sorry. I've broken up with him. I can't take it. The guilt's too much for me. Like, I'm going to the police and telling them that you actually had the right of way because, wow, like, I can't live like this anymore.
Was she in the passenger
seat? He was kissing her and he ran a red light. But that's how like justice got like happened. Wow. Was because like the guilt for the girlfriend, which kind of makes a little more sense than the person stealing it, I guess. But like, isn't that crazy?
They were kissing when
he ran a red light. Isn't that crazy?
That's a good person though. Yeah, because like that could have really ruined your mom's life in a lot of ways.
Fully.
But she waited.
But yeah, I thought that was crazy.
That is wild.
Guilt will really.
He doesn't get in trouble because how long after?
No, the insurance finally paid, so my mom could get another car. Like that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Because if it was her fault, they wouldn't pay.
Yes.
So she was like, I can't get a new car because.
Yeah, but how long was it until
like months?
Yeah,
until the truth came out.
But her saying that your mom was able to get the insurance company after the girlfriend said something?
Yeah, after she finally said something.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
But I actually saw this recently, and it was saying how guilt and shame are the lowest, like, energetically vibrational, like, feelings to have. So that's why it's, like, it's even worse than, like, anger. So, like, when someone walks around with, like, so much guilt.
I see
that. Like, if you think about it, guilt will drive people crazy.
Yeah.
And apparently it's, like, the lowest.
I could so see that.
Yeah.
Because
even
anger
still inflicts, like, some sort of feeling a lot. Or I guess just, like, I don't know, my body gets hot.
You also still have the, I'm not saying upper hand in, like, a bad way, but, like, you still, like, if you're angry about something, you're most likely a victim of something. So like, you know, you were in the right.
You're wronged.
You're wronged. But like when you're guilty, you're usually the one that wronged. So you'll never feel like you have nobody on your side.
Okay, guys, this one is for all the college students out there. I am about to change your life. If you have not heard of Google Gemini, I am here to help you have the best and easiest school year ever. Did you guys know that you can turn the most complex topics into just simplified ideas, or you can turn hours of research into just minutes, or maybe like take your class notes that you had and turn that into practice quizzes that actually help you get the big idea? I am telling you, I wish I had this in college because I think that I would have just had an easier time understanding all the lessons. And I feel like I just would have done better in school overall. As I said, this is all Google Gemini, and you guys, it can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens because what is better than a podcast? I mean, if you're listening, then we all know how much you love a podcast. I know I already said it, you guys, but where was this when I was in school? I would have loved to turn my notes or anything that I got into something that I could listen to because I could just walk around, listen to it. I could work out, be listening to it. I feel like I just would have understood and remembered things a lot better. With that all being said, you guys have to check out Google Gemini, and students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Ooh, what's this? emotion and the frequency. Is that the frequency you give off? Or like,
oh, yes, this is what I
oh, mean. Oh, wait, this is interesting. Can you zoom in a little bit, Cal?
Wait, I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either until frequency. I enlightened
it. Interesting.
Emotions and their frequencies chart, guys. So we have enlightenment at the top. That's the emotion that you feel. And then the frequency that is tied to enlightenment is 700 plus.
Wait, I'm trying to... I like enlightenment. What like what would be a
okay? So people say, I'm not saying this is it, but some people say like when you have your third eye open, or if you're like super connected to like God or your faith or spiritually, like that's enlightenment. Like oh, spiritual enlightenment.
I thought it was like when you find out something, like enlightenment.
No. Like you, there's purpose bigger than the like world.
It's, got it's a, it. Okay. It's a feeling of everything makes sense, and you were just
fulfillment.
Yeah, you were just.
In the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Like
everything makes sense.
I'm like, let me actually. What is enlightenment? The state of being enlightened.
The act means of enlightened.
A state in which the individual transcends desire and suffering and attains nirvana.
Nirvana.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like pure bliss.
Yeah. Okay.
Which you know because you've been to the Pure Bliss Spa.
Exactly. Yes, yes, okay, ma'am.
Next we have.
I just instantly thought of him choking on the iPad.
I want to do that again, and I would like to be treated this time. Just I saying.
Know. Well, would we?
By a professional.
We're like, we on their dime. On
their dime. Yeah, Heath can do it. Okay, next we have peace that has the frequency of 600, joy, 540, love, 500, reason, 400, acceptance, 350. Willingness 310, neutrality 250.
Wow.
In other words, this is a vibe chart.
This is a vibe chart.
You know, when someone walks in, you're like, they just have a weird vibe.
Yes. It's
like, that's what you're feeling is the vibe.
It's so weird that courage is lower than neutrality.
Courage? Yeah. But I guess with courage,
something's a give or take.
In my mind, also to feel courage, you need to also feel like a sense of nervousness before, yeah, to then feel the courage.
That's true.
The courageousness. Okay, pride,
you're still,
175. Anger, 150. Desire, 125.
Ooh.
Fear, 100. Grief, 75. Apathy, 50. Guilt, 30.
Shame.
What's apathy? 20.
I would say it's like dislike.
Because I like know the word, but I don't Cal think I no. can tell you the like meaning.
Cal said no.
Complacent?
Lack of feeling. Emotion, interest, or concern about something.
Just feel nothing indifferent. For it.
Apathy sounds happy, but apathetic sounds like, ooh, they're apathetic.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
But apathy is kind of a cute name if it didn't mean what it means.
I never knew that there was like a chart.
Well, another interesting thing too is your clothes give off frequencies.
No, like everything is atoms, which is, my mind hurts when I think about this stuff too much.
Like having linen. Like linen is like the best thing you can wear because of the frequency that it gives off versus like synthetics and different things like that.
Whoa. Oh,
like your body also would be in a state of like static, like the static electricity and things like that. Like
if it's flashing, like negative.
Yeah. There's like something really weird about like.
Is that why like monks wear?
Well, that's what I kind of was thinking too. Also, polyester is really just plastic, so if you think about it that way.
Mm.
Probably not good for us either, wearing that shit.
I've heard.
I went through a kick and I was like, I'm only wearing linen.
or only wearing bamboo underwear.
Oh, yeah.
People you know, that's a new thing now, bamboo.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? And the reason why that's a thing is because like people actually want like organic like cotton. You know what I mean? It's crazy that if we were if we had to explain what the word organic means to people like 500 years ago, they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What's not organic then?
Yeah. Everything's organic
like,
over here.
What do you mean? Oh. What do you mean?
That's crazy.
So
true.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Ooh.
So the frequency of linen is 5,000, wool is 5,000, and then polyester 15.
Wow.
So,
Rayon but that kind of makes sense. Organic cotton's at 100. That kind of makes sense in the way of it being made or, whether it's like, chemicals or factories.
Linen doesn't make me sweaty though.
No, that's the most breathable.
Linen's breathable.
Oh, linen, really?
It gets wrinkled easy.
It's very light.
But that also makes sense because when I am at a tropical vacation, I'm wearing my like all white linen set with a drink in my hand. I feel like I can take on the world.
Yeah, I mean.
I feel enlightened. That's why
all those people in Mykonos walk around in the linen shirts with the linen pants.
Should we all try wearing linen for 2 weeks straight and see if something happens to us?
That's like the second best thing was wool. That's why I switched all my underwear.
Wool is like.
Wool's itchy.
No.
I think wool can be. I think it can be soft.
You are wrong.
I think it can. Yeah, it can be, but most of the time it's not. Yeah.
Any wool sweater I have or like scarf, it like itches me so bad.
I have a couple and I never wear them because they're way too heavy and itchy.
I think our linen challenge would have been good in the summer. Now that it's cold, we're going to get caught here.
Well, we just triple linen.
Then we'll do 100% wool for the winter.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, and then we'll switch back to linen next year.
The way that if I still uploaded videos like I did 6 years ago, I would do like a full like outfit of the week challenge based on science.
Based on science and frequency.
Yeah, women in STEM. I think it's a think it's a good thing to follow.
This is good.
It kind of follows like feng shui.
Did you know if you have sheets of linen, they are considered holy attire? Linen, a natural fabric made of flax. Sleeping in linen helps a person fall asleep faster and deeper, improves mood. Rapid healing from surgeries.
Which is
why hospitals use linen sheets.
Oh.
Resistant to fungus and bacteria.
That makes sense.
Bacteria and barrier to some diseases.
And regulates body temperature.
When I switched my sheets to a more silky one, I have slept way better and I'm not as hot.
Wait.
Silk is very good to
sleep in. I use Brooke linen sheets.
Wow.
I didn't even put that together.
Are they linen?
I would assume so if it's in the name.
I hope so.
I hope so too because they're expensive.
I've been sleeping on a silk pillow and it's amazing.
Like so when it's nice. Soft and light.
Yeah, and it's also cold too.
Yes.
It keeps it cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I need.
Wow, guys. I just feel like we really like had a science class.
I think we enlightened our brains just now. I feel that.
And now I'm aware that my moods have a price tag next to it, you know?
So maybe if we're in a bad mood, maybe we should wear linen.
We should be like silk or
wool.
Yeah.
And then if we're like in a really, if we're like too much, polyester for the day.
Because it makes sense. Like some days I'm like, I just can't wear this. Not this, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never felt that with linen though.
Being I know, so I always honest, feel great.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, I'm looking forward to putting on my linen shirt.
Like just white linen pants.
My dad wears linen a lot.
I don't know if I have linen shirts. Well, button downs.
True. Yeah, button downs. Yeah. Okay, Slay.
Wow.
Guys, I'm gonna go. Next week, we're all going to be in button downs.
Yeah.
Cal, you too.
Cal loves a linen set. Don't get him started on
we're
gonna
linen look like
pants.
We're gonna
but
cult.
Let's just see if we like have a better episode.
We could.
You know? But you got to commit. Like, you can't be like linen shirt, shorts, but then be in like polyester boxers.
Yeah.
And like the socks.
Yeah. We all gotta go commando.
We got to be full like linen.
I have linen everything. I can come in full linen.
Dude, linen underwear sounds kind of gross.
I like,
but it's high frequency.
Wait, this okay, is a dating app thing. Be like, I'm high frequency.
I wear linen only, high frequency.
You should change it for your everyday, how you're feeling, lower high frequency. And then we know, you know, like when we talked about coming in and being like, I can only give 90% today, 10% today. Maybe it's like I'm operating at a neutral frequency.
See, but
today.
Now we're going to be like, you can only give 10, but you're wearing polyester. Well, we know why.
Yeah,
and
that means like, it's bad. Oh. You didn't even try.
Yeah, you didn't even try.
Oh, somebody's in a mood today. Just looking at their outfit.
When they're in a polyester fucking.
Huh. Linen. That's like music too. Like music at certain frequencies makes you like.
Oh, yeah. Either angry better. Or happier, fall asleep quicker.
Pretty cool.
Kind of cute.
Cute.
Okay, Pilgrim.
Are they expensive?
These are $20.
Okay.
All bodies, 100% linen, woman panties. They do look like little boy shorts.
It's giving what? What did I say? The wedding band? It's giving village slug.
Oh, what'd you get?
Village whore.
Village whore.
Alpaca. It's another great
we're
one.
We're really full circle because they were serving sheep and rice and circus.
What? There.
Okay. Hey, this...
The conversation earlier about the food, and he's like, that's so weird and different. He's like, alpaca.
Alpaca underwear?
It is sustainably sourced.
Everything we're saying, everything we're talking about can be tried at Rice and Circus, by the way.
Yes.
They did have alpaca.
It's sustainably sourced.
Alpacas are so cute.
I hope.
I love an alpaca.
Emperor's New Groove, that's an alpaca.
What's the difference between an alpaca and a llama?
Guys.
An alpaca is a small, a miniature, smaller llama. Guys.
Thank you. I didn't know the answer.
I think, right? I just know they're smaller.
I was hoping to learn.
Oh, you're so Cusco.
You're so Cusco.
Pull the llama, Kronk.
That's good.
Pull the llama.
Who's Yzma? Remy, you're Yzma.
I can be Yzma. Who's Kronk?
I guess I'll be
you're Kronk. Kronk.
Can I be Kronk. The squirrel?
Yeah. Yeah, alpacas are like smaller llamas.
Oh, yeah, alpacas are.
Wait, the ears are the big difference, no?
So cute.
We should all wrap the llama llama red pajama
Llama llama red pajama.
What's I that? Don't know that.
There, it's this like kids nursery song, whatever type thing.
Alpacas have soft, luxurious fleece.
Yeah, Heath would know.
Llamas have coarse fleece. Llamas are very brave. Alpacas are very gentle.
Weigh 150. I'm an alpaca.
Yeah, there's a radio. I think it's in the UK. It's like a radio show. Hi.
After hearing the group debate the best way to cook seafood, you might be thinking about what goes into your body and how it makes you feel. Timeline's MitoPure gummies are powered by a clinically proven form of urolithin A, designed to support strength and healthy aging from the inside out. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, which is backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free from major allergens and artificial ingredients. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
It's a radio show that they have different singers go on and sing or rap the children's book, Llama Llama Red Pajama. Yeah. My personal favorite.
Everybody does a different take on it.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Mine is Migos. What's your favorite?
I really like Mexican OTs.
Ooh.
His was so good.
So romantic.
Hold on. Kelly Uchis. You have to play Kelly Uchis. Kelly Uchis is really good.
Isn't that a rapper?
Yeah, she's a singer.
Our friend Neza just went on and did it.
Llama, llama, red pajama.
So it's the same words, but it's just everybody's different interpretation.
So we each could sing it differently.
I actually got a really funny TikTok this morning on my For You page about the masked singer, and I thought it was so funny because I've never watched a season all the way through, but the masked singer is kind of in the same realm as kind of what Dancing with the Stars is and was. I feel like Dancing with the Stars is getting a lot more mainstream.
Or are we just getting older?
No, because like,
is Masked Singer bigger?
Dancing with the Stars used to be where people would go, like their careers would die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like,
it was not considered a good thing to be on there.
It was
but now it is though, right?
Up until honestly Charli D'Amelio's season, it was not like mainstream, and it was like where you're similar to like a Vegas residency.
Yeah.
Where those have changed so much.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars has changed a lot as well. But even like, I feel like Dancing with the Stars was like a few people who were like up and coming, like Bethany Mota did it back in the day, but it still was not what it is now.
But that's
obviously
where I'm like,
now.
Is it just because now we're older, so we're like, oh, these are better because now we know more people?
No, it's just like, it's cooler to be on Dancing with the Stars now versus like,
I also think social media, the fact that like you can see the clips on TikTok and Instagram, I think that helps so much too. If imagine they were posting no clips on there, you had to go like, to the TV and watch.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever watch it.
Yes. And also like Dancing with the Stars is cooler now. The Masked Singer is still not cool.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
But it was so funny to me because on this clip that I got this morning, I didn't realize, like the top comment was like, do the judges know what show they're on? Because the whole premise obviously is that like celebrities come out with masks on, like very elaborate costumes, and they sing, and the judges have to guess who they are. And the judge was like, it was Ken Jeong. It was, I forget who else.
Don't they
on
guess
there.
Like really high end celebrities?
No, that's the thing. They were like, is it Selena Gomez?
Brad Pitt?
I feel like they're told.
You think, because literally the top comment was like, do they know what show they're on? Because like they were guessing the crazy, Robin Thicke, Ken Jeong, Nicole Scherzinger, and Jenny McCarthy.
But like, yeah, like Ariana Grande would never go on.
That's what they were guessing though. They were like, is it Tom Brady? And everyone was like, they don't have the budget for those people. And it ended up being someone like a very obscure Disney actress that they were guessing for. But also I was like,
I think
that's
they do
not for that Disney actress.
Yeah.
Well, Vanessa Hudgens recently went on too.
She was on.
I also think they do that to hype up like when people like clips, like someone's like, is that Ariana Grande? And then they go to another seat in their head. They're like, Oh,
she's on the show.
Yeah, maybe.
But isn't it kind of a letdown when it's not Ariana Grande? No, that's why I was
like, that would suck for like people to think.
But you know what? If I was in that thing and someone said it was fucking Ed Sheeran, but it's me, I think that's a great compliment.
That's true.
I'd be really excited.
It's a win for the art. Like if someone thought I was Ariana Grande and I'm like, just kidding, it's me, I'd be like, you thought I was Ariana Grande.
Okay, that's true too. That's true.
So yeah, it's like, at least it's a win for someone. I still feel
like
shows
like that.
Who
was the biggest celebrity that was ever on it?
On which one?
Masked Singer.
I mean, Vanessa Hudgens was big, but she's also like not Ariana Grande level.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like we should, instead of like pitching ourselves to all these shows who probably won't just have us on. Yeah, like we could do our own Masked Singer, us four.
You have to guess every week.
Zane would win.
No, like it'd be so obvious who's who. Oh, that's
funny. I think we can make it work.
Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure we could find some professional dancers.
Okay, we have some famous masked singers. Sarah Palin
on there.
That's the bear.
So random.
Drew Carey.
I do know Drew Carey. Yes, I know Drew Carey.
Yeah, he's...
Wow.
We've got Dick Van Dyke.
As Gnome. Okay, if you were on, what would you want your creature to be that you're in?
Ooh.
Mermaid.
Remy Parsons as Mermaid.
Jewel? That's not fair.
She deserves better than that.
I think I'd be a bee, like a bumblebee.
Cute. Yeah. Look at Kermit the Frog as Snail.
Heath?
They ran out of guests that week. They're like, who can we get?
It can't like I can't do a dachshund. People would put that together. It'd have to be something so obscure.
Yeah.
You could be Chloe. No one would guess.
They had Leanne Rimes.
Okay, they had some cool people.
Demi Lovato.
Okay.
She was on it?
She was anonymous.
I feel like she's anonymous. The biggest then.
I'll be Renaissance.
Renaissance.
I saw that the season opener with Alex Earl gains like millions and millions more viewers than last season.
Though like that's not of their like, I feel like that's of all views.
Well, they also was just for season. It's only been one episode of this season. So
no, no. Yeah. I meant like all platforms. Like, I feel like they took the data and were like million. I can't imagine that's like cable millions.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because I watched it.
They're adding everything. Yeah. But wow. I mean, this season alone, they have Alex Earl. They've got the Mormon Wives girls.
Those are the three I watched.
Wow. The Earlinators went hard.
They have to get big influencers in their shows.
Yeah, Zane.
Zac Efron's brother got a gig.
So guys, I have a chance.
Hey, no. I have a chance. Dylan was on Traitors.
He's like before that, Nepo brother.
Who's the one I keep seeing tea about that like got cast with like a hot guy, but she's got a husband and now there's like beef or whatever. And he's like jealous.
Is it reality TV star? Affleck.
She's from Mormon
Wives.
But
I feel like there's, because part of the...
And she's with the guy from Eras Tour.
She is...
Taylor Swift's background dancer.
Yes. Yeah, she is 8 weeks postpartum.
Insane.
Probably like 9 or 10 now. Jen, isn't that crazy?
Wait, she got a spot from Eras Tour?
No. Her partner is a backup dancer.
I'm saying is that I don't see any Arabs in this cast, which I think is really fucked up. So they should have at least one Arab in next season.
I'll vote for you.
I would love to come watch you. I would love to watch you.
I have a panic attack.
Wait, I think you'd be really good. What pro would you be good with? You and Riley Arnold would be
That's
cute.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Or Jenna Johnson's really, really good too.
I would need someone really good though to make up
They're
for
They're all
it.
Amazing.
Those are the professional.
No, I know.
Well, can't wait to see you on Dancing with the Stars next season.
We will cheer you on.
Thank you so much. I got it already. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. I know you guys would show up.
Yeah.
Picture the Patreon videos.
Imagine the BTS only posting there.
It's like a full-time job, though. It's a lot.
I heard it's intense.
Yeah.
I think you're a good dancer. I think you would struggle with choreo. Yeah.
Really?
It's memorizing it. You've always
picked up all of our dance videos so well.
But it's like, again, it's...
You got to believe it.
You'd have to practice it so much right before getting on stage. Like, And it's not just dancing, right? It's the interviews. It's the...
Memorizing choreo all that. So tough.
Also, I have a question. I think about this every time if I were to do something like that. Like, you finish and you've put your heart and soul into it for however long, and then you just stand there and get critiqued in front of America. Like, and you have to smile and be like, thank you. Like, that's got to be really hard and not just cry.
I was saying, all I want is... when I get voted off first episode, because that's probably what would happen, I just want a shot of... me like ready for my score, and it goes to them, and they all hold up like twos.
Can you actually do that one more time?
Yeah, they hold up twos.
Wait, hold on. What do you think is worse? Because my brain is going right now. You getting up there, dancing your heart out for 3 minutes, you're sweating, you get done, and they tell you it sucked. Or going on American Idol, singing your heart out, Simon Cowell looks at you, just laughs, says you suck. Or cooking a full-blown meal for like an hour and a half, and Gordon Ramsay's just like, what is this?
Honestly,
I think like, the dancing.
What do you think would be the worst
singing.
Feeling?
I feel like singing is so vulnerable.
Singing is so vulnerable. I have to agree. I think
it's
singing.
It's so vulnerable.
Also because like you can cook a new dish. You can learn a new style of dance. Singing, that's it.
That's your voice.
You yes, yeah, you got it or you don't.
Yeah.
Damn. But all of them would be hard. In that, yeah,
but I guess you could always practice.
I don't know what's the worst.
Like all three you can practice, right?
I would feel so bad if I cooked a meal and everybody was like,
wait, that was Zane for our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was
that. Something about that to me sucks.
And
like,
I mean,
I would feel so.
Imagine, like, imagine Gordon Ramsay eating the shark tato salad or whatever. Like,
imagine
made.
Somebody oh laughing and literally trying your food and laughing at how bad it is. I don't think I could handle that.
I think yeah. I would be so sad, but also I'd be like, I can. Maybe it was the ingredients. Like maybe something was off. Like maybe there was something. Like maybe the altitude.
Yeah,
but
because it's not a, like an attack to your like character, like to you as a. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Your voice is coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Like dancing is your. It didn't work. Like it's okay. We'll try hip hop next week.
Yeah.
It's like oh, I had a sprained ankle.
Yeah. Exactly. Or maybe your partner's flopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like singing.
Maybe like my back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, my
exactly.
Back. If it wasn't for my back.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Thing I got.
Oh my! And my
the nodes.
My pigeon feet, like my pigeon toes on the dance floor. Imagine
that could be your masked singer.
My pigeon
you could be a pigeon.
Cute. So and you stand there like.
Wow. Well, thank you guys so much for watching another episode. Comment below. You know
the dancing emoji.
The dancing emoji and the heart for when Zane goes on dance. Did I say the heart for this one or last episode?
Last one.
Oh. Comment the dancing emoji and go subscribe to our Patreon if you haven't yet. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.